Yeah, well, that's, I mean, that's all you can do.
Now, she only just wants to know just a minute.
Yeah.
Right on.
But I mean, about the stores, it wasn't even, even the stores was a little bit.
I know, every part of Newfoundland and Labrador has its own stores to test. The environment in your particular area has had a role to play in the culture and development of its people. Visit some of the older citizens of your community, find out about the bottom. Where the original settlers built their homes. Methods of transportation in the early days of settlement.
Those donkeys.
Methods of communication in the early days of settlement. Types of home built. And methods used for eating and lighting. Available of foodstuffs and other supplies. Where the first store was opened and by whom. Signs of clothes needed and worn by the early settlers. The coming of radio, road, television, electricity, hospital service, postal service, schools and churches.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That was the early settlers.
You better get over beside the tape recorder.
No radio.
I have to take it over.
No.
Back in the old days, see, there were no radio in here.
No.
Because we get
listen now, listen.
Well, yeah, when you're ready to go, we'll move on to the room.
I just got to ask a question. How long ago is it since the first radio came out of the bag?
Well, we were living with Grandma.
Well, I mean, that's no answer. Well, can't put that down. Radio coming. How long was that?
That was the radio you just asked me.
The damn television.
Well, the television, Ballycurran had a television about 5 years before Ballycurran and Long.
Yeah.
Before we got the old diesel, the generator.
Yeah, but that was battery operated, eh?
Yeah, but we got at when Greg was 14.
Yeah.
That's 20 years, 23 years ago. Well, the electricity come 4 years after that, didn't it? Mm-hmm. And everybody got television then. But really and truly, Ballycurran was the first television.
Yeah. Nobody got the first radio.
When was the road built?
I mean, you can tell them that Ballycurran was run on a small diesel belonging to himself.
A long while ago, it should be a telephone.
Now, come home here.
1966.
Oh, but wait a minute, Mary. Carrie Bazan had a television when I came here 40 years ago.
Television?
Telephone.
Oh, yes, that was a public telephone.
Yeah, but
don't
that's
matter, but it's still the community.
Oh, that's
what we're
going to
ask.
I don't know how far back that was there when I came here in 1932. When did most of the people get their telephones? Most of them.
You mean us and?
Yeah, almost everybody got
Telephone. Telephone.
Yeah.
66. Now, my dear, do you were here before that?
Yeah, but Karen asked when we all got our telephone. Well, that was 66. We all got our telephone, but Carrie Bazan had one about 70 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, public telephone.
Even was having the mail, eh? Yeah.
When were the roads built?
Now you're going to have to speak up.
When were the roads built?
When was the road?
Listen, why don't you turn that on?
Oh my good God, now that's a tough one.
No good.
Somebody was talking to Fred though.
Sit over there, Leo.
I've got that on it.
Yeah.
Oh my.
But you can always cut that thread out.
No, I'm just doing it for myself. I'm not passing it.
Well, you speak up and ask Leo all the questions you want answered, or let Leo.
Oh, no, no, when was the road? Road that went through. My, that's a bird. Gee, whiz, fiber.
Turn it up for 1 minute, will you?
70 years, man. 80 years. Before I was born, the road went through the finger. The road was through the finger. Not the pavement, it was the road. Before that, it was only a dog side of that. Go ahead, Les, because I'm not sure.
Where did the original settlers build their homes? Where were they built?
Where were they built? St. Patrick's.
Now, wait a minute, Karen. I wish you'd turn that damn thing off for a minute.
Yes, but I mean, I don't know what you had done there. We got ready for this racket.
I think you, what you want to know is, did they build their homes on the shore, on the coast, or inland?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's a different question altogether. They built mostly near the water, near the ocean. Near the ocean. Okay?
Yeah. What were the methods of transportation for it?
But I didn't get you.
What were the methods of transportation? How did they get from one place to the other? What did they use? Dog sled?
Transportation for what?
To get, like, from here to Springdale.
Oh, now I get you. Horses and dog teams. Okay.
Mm-hmm. If there was no telephones before, how did they communicate with each other? How did people from
Telegraph. Yeah. Telegraph or telegram, whatever you want to tell. Telegraph. Yeah.
What type of homes were built? What type?
Usually. All wooden homes, wooden construction. And some double, some single.
A bit like capital.
What?
A bit like capital.
Well,
do you want to know
how many? He wasn't coming in.
Well, what cabin. Kind of homes were here?
Yeah.
Were they mostly log cabins in
there? No, log cabin, wooden homes, boards, wooden siding, and everything on them. Same as they are today, eh? Jim Mercer is up there. I don't know, but that was as old as one of the St. Patrick's.
How were they heated when lit?
They were heated with wood, or coal. Wood and coal.
And what was lights? How did you get lights?
Lights, you had the old kerosene oil lamp.
How did you get food and supplies? How was that brought in?
Food and supplies were brought in by ship.
What ship
was that? Oh my God, it could be
the slave.
Oh God.
When I came.
No, far back in the.
What type of ship was it?
Eh?
Was it an ordinary boat or was it?
No, a real passenger boat.
Right.
Yeah.
Who opened the first door and when did they open the door?
To my memory, I mean, it's Patrick Burke and Thomas Hearn. Stores.
Could you get anything there?
No, not everything. Not like we can today.
Only the basics was there,
The basics. Flour and tea and butter and sugar and molasses and pork and so on and raisins and prunes and so on.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. What kind of clothes were worn? Were worn and needed?
The clothes were worn, a lot of it was hand knit. Socks, drawers, pants, shirts. Everything in the olden days was knit. And the sheep had their own wool, and the wool had their own sheep.
What about the schools and the churches?
The schools, they were very, very local schools. One teacher, one classroom. Everyone went, you know, from one up to 10. You couldn't get grade 10 or you couldn't get grade 11.
How far did they go up schools?
Well, you would go to 11, that's all.
Yeah.
The local
school. One classroom was had from grade 5 to grade 11. I was afraid the pupils having to get the youth to roll around.
Oh, well, I mean, she can understand that. I was all up, split up the body and stowed away.
No, but we used to
be with. Yeah, well, now, you want a big tail on all them questions you're asking me, or just a basic question?
Well, I need to write a couple pages on this, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, you could put in a lot. I
yeah.
mean, how the wood was cutting the wood and brought out. Put a box on, all that, you know, so things have changed all then, eh?
Yeah. What about the post office? What kind of words did you
get
mail from?
We used to get the mail by foot from our local post office.
What was that?
But we had to go as far over as Corner Brook by dog team, winter time, and out to Benton, far out at Benton. Now that's on the other side of Fisher Park. Benton, you say, almost at the Gander, eh? You understand?
Yeah.
And bring the mail once a month. You're lucky to get mail out once a month. You know, and just mail. Just important letters. No big parcels, no big catalogs, or anything that was forgotten. Eh? Okay?
What kind of hospital services were around?
A hospital, they were one the nearest one was St. Anthony. The next one was St. John.
That was all. Did any nurses or any come in during
the winter? What would you call that? The nurses.
District nurses, rather.
Yeah.
You could tell
no, there were no nurses. None whatever.
Well, the Bonnie Nail.
The local people done the nursing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Bonnie Nail used to come in once
yes,
a
I
year.
Yes, I know Mary from Annie, but that's only a few years ago. She wants to go way back, eh? You know.
Sure you
yeah. She wants to go back far as she can reach it. Yeah.
When did everybody start? Do you know when they started settling here?
When?
Yeah, when the first person, whoever.
It was burned in 1903. Well, God, I got a grant, in 1892,
eh? A long time back, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know when the first person came here?
When the first person came here?
Do you know?
It's over 100 years ago.
Do you know who he was?
You know, my dear, I don't know who he was. He was crazy, whatever he was.
Now, down in the graveyard, Courtney
yeah.
seems to be the man.
It's over 100 years. Yeah. Over 100 years since the first settler came here.
Okay. Nothing
else to ask? Nothing else. Now, you can write a lot of things on that firewood.
Is there anything else?
Know.
Is there anything else that was went on?
Yeah, well,
that was changed?
Do you want me to tell you how the change came about?
Yeah, the difference what it was like then and what it was like now.
When the settlers came here, they came out of the mines and fishing. That's all was in Newfoundland then. All right here in St. Patrick's was fishing and mining.
Mm-hmm.
And the mines worked about 70 years then. You know, so I mean, that's the first settlement. And they were settlers stayed there. My old grandfather Hayes stayed there. But most of them went elsewhere. That's
what?
Why we got the grant of the land, eh? And that's why the company that they worked for down there, well, you want to be stated somewhere else. No, I'd like to stay right where I am. Well, he said, if you want a piece of land to go farming, we can give you a grant. He gave them 24 acres of ground. Gave him, and Grandfather was hand, and Michael was hand, gave them a grant. Gave Laney's one, it's only 5 grand in there in Mercer. That's
$5 there by rent. That's why we got the grant of the land there.
Is there anything different now than it was back then? Any other things that were different?
Anything different? Yes, just as much as chocolate and cheese.
What was it like back then?
Eh?
Yeah, give me some examples of what's changed from then and now.
Well, I mean, you know, the clothing has all changed, yeah. For one thing, and transportation has all changed. There's all cars and motorcycles and trikes and bikes and whatever goes, you know, planes and everything else. There's no such things as that here. It wasn't a car. I can remember when the first car came to St. Patrick, Billy McKay owned it. Mining man down here. We all used to run right up on top of the hill, and we were down here, we run out of the work to get rid of it. Eh? You know, Billy McKay's Road. You heard that McKay's Road? Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's Billy McKay. That's where he used to go in and cut the wood for his mine. Eh? You know? And oh Lord, that's 70 years ago, for sure. Yeah. Anything else now?
Yes, he wants to know what changes was in the last 30 years.
Oh, everything has changed.
When did the changes start coming in?
The changes started when the mine started down there. That's about 26 years ago, the real change, because we got the lights. Well, that's when we got our power, eh? When, you know, everything changed then, eh? I mean, you had a fridge, and you had a deep freeze, and you had a radio, and you had everything. I mean, once we got the power, you had electric stove, electric frying pan, electric toaster, and everything.
How did you cook your food on a wood stove?
How did you cook it? You cooked it in an ironware.
Ironware?
Yes. That's an iron pot. He's iron. Did you ever see one? Did you?
Make your
mother's steak
pot?
You
make it over the wood stove.
You put it on the, take up the damper, the stove, and you put your pot on. Mm-hmm. Bang, bang, no burn, no nothing. Eh? There's iron in it, that's it. Eh? You know, now it's all aluminum, all knicky-knacky. Yeah, all beautified now. Eh? Now, baking bread, I mean, you know, they had an oven in the old-fashioned favourite stove, Waterloo stove, your ovens on them, the same as you put the bread in the oven, take it out, same as you do now, eh? The old Waterloo, the old favourite, the old comfort, that's true, I tell you.
So, you got your water from pump outside?
Pumps, no more day, you brought it in buckets.
Where'd you get it?
Damn lucky to get it that way.
From wells?
From wells, yeah. Yeah?
Well.
Dog wells.
We were modern when we got a pump in
the day. Oh, then we got the hand pumps, and then we got the liquid pump, and then we got gravity flow, and then we got the artesian well. And that's used by a pump. Everyone got their supply of water now, artesian wells, and some got it direct from a big lake. Eh? Gravity flow from a big lake. Gravity flow up here in Swingers. Eh? No such thing as a pump there. It all comes to the pipe. Turn on your tap, okay. Got the water. So then we got the hot water tanks. An awful lot of changes since then. You know, no such thing as anyone said, water tank, because you didn't know what you were talking about. Mm-hmm. Think of someone coming to shoot you. Mentioned hot water. So. Yes. Any other thing?
You got your chance to ask them all. Okay.
Come on.
I know. I was just here.
Yeah, but I mean, I can understand you got to read write out a sheet on every question, eh?
Well.
On every question there, you got to write out so much, you know. Mm-hmm. How the store was built.
Plus anything else.
Eh?
Plus anything else.
Yeah. You write a lot of stuff. I gave you a tour of the store. Now, you never said anything about churches, did you?
Churches, yeah.
Yep.
You never answered that because you asked me about school.
He wants to know about hospital services, postal services, schools, and churches.
Yeah, well, the church, I mean, the church was built down here in Little Bay. One off here was only built about 50 years here in St. Patrick, about 50 years.
No, it's not 50 years.
Not very long, brother. church, the old church that was over there. The first, not that new piece now, but 30 years we had a church in St. Patrick. It was 80, 90, 100 years ago when it was in the place. First one. That would be right up over Gerber's end, right up over there, over the pond of Gerber's, right up on that rock. Eh? That's where we'd be the first. We'd have our cemetery. It was burned, eh? Yeah. The only thing you saved out of the church was the bell, and that's up in the church. Like a sore eye. Nobody to nobody. You can't even hear it in the church. Now, anything else?
When did you get the post office box after when did that come in?
Oh, 10 years? We got a box up for 10 years? Mm-hmm. You mean
when it started coming in and you picked it up on your own box?
About 10 years. About 10?
Yeah, I'd say.
About 10 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When was the hospital for the spring now?
Hospital has been in the spring there, but she was, I heard that the other day. I forget.
34 years.
About 34, 35 years, wouldn't matter
about
a year.
No.
Was it when it started, when it was built up at first, did everybody go up and down? Or was it only certain times they could get up there?
Oh no, everybody was doing good transportation, then they were carried and everything,
And whatever, if you couldn't get some foods here, you went up Springdale and got it, did you say?
Yes, if you ran out, you went to Springdale.
By dog team or heart.
Or if you were stuck, you had to walk with noses on the winter.
Walk all the way up.
You walk all the way up and walk all the way back, which is only a trail. Not a road, just a trail. You know, just a line cut through. Springdale was called Woolof Cove then.
What?
Woolof Cove.
Woolof.
W-L-F. Woolof. Woolof. Yeah, Woolof Cove. That's for Springdale. And then they changed it to Springdale. Okay?
Yeah.
And that's Indian Bight down there.
Indian
Bight down there.
Was it still called St. Patrick's?
And this was Little Bay.
Little Bay.
Yeah. One time this was Little Bay.
When did the name change name?
Oh my Christ. Oh, 670 or 75 or 80 years ago. Some old priest called it St. Patrick.
Oh.
I don't know if there's ever registered in St. John St. Patrick.
No.
But Little Bay was down there. Now, I didn't know, only myself and Uncle Billy Curly Bill,
yeah,
was in Glenwood, at the time of the strike.
Mm-hmm.
And we went out to Gander to come home. We were coming home there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we asked how much it cost for a plane to from Gander to Little Bay. No, St. Patrick. And they never said, but none of that.
Mm-hmm.
No, he said, we got no place here, St. Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, Little Bay there.
So
yeah,
Little Bay they're talking about this one or that one
there? No, down there. We wanted to come to St. Patrick. He said, there's no such thing as living on a map. Now, Dan, that's not too many 100 years. No. No.
What strike was that?
Railroad strike.
That's 38 years ago.
How much?
38.
38 years.
Oh, railroad strike.
Eh?
Railroad strike.
Railroad strike, yeah.
For where?
All right in St. John's before the bat.
All the stuff.
Right through what?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's why we couldn't get out of Glenwood, eh? But we could go by car out to Gander, eh? You know, that's where the planes and everything was doing. I think it was $50 each, I don't know the other day. But anyway, we could deal with it. Yeah. Now,
I
Anything else, my child?
Snowbirds.
Yeah.
What's a snowbird?
What?
What's snowbirds?
What's snowbird?
Yeah.
Bombard, what?
The ones used to run back and forth.
Yeah, that was an ATM there, I don't know. Bombardier. That was the proper pronunciation. Mm-hmm. Used to call them snowbirds.
What were they before the cars?
Eh?
Did they come before the cars?
Oh no, they were only used in the winter time, eh? They were only used in the winter, snowbird.
Was the cars here then?
Oh yes, cars were there then. Rod Wilson was always using snowbird, the cars were running. But there wasn't too much snow cloud, eh? You know, the cars were under some, but I mean, no such thing as road plowed and paved and gravel and salted and then, you know. When the winter come, that's it, you know, your car, truck, whatever you had to finish it. It was only about 35 or 40 years, but it was not over 50 years since the plows got on road. We go in peace and sin no more. Be offended now, like brother. You heard that one, Anna, did you? No. And the fellow went to the priest. Mm. The priest heard his confession, eh? Well, he said, be offended, he said, you go out in the churchyard, out in the graveyard, he said, and say a Hail Mary to whoever wanted out there. The little man didn't know the difference. He went on up to the door and the graveyard, and I was like ours up there. He went on into the gate, and when he looked as far as his eye could see, they were headstones. Thousands of headstones. Well, he said in the name of God, sure, he said, it'll be this time next year. Mm-hmm. Before I get to Hail Mary, he said to all them headstones. Mm-hmm. I said, I heard what to do. So he knelt down the gate, and he said a Hail Mary. And when he got up and was passing on the door, out popped the priest. He said, you didn't say Hail Mary, he said, for all them, he said, it's out there in the graveyard. Mm-hmm. No, Father, he said, I tell you the truth, I didn't. I said, one Hail Mary and told him, share them, Mom. And all that on that tape?
Yeah, yeah, turn off your
curtain. God's sake.
Just let me go on talking and explain a few things to you, so.
I was a little healthier, I thought.
No, you go on talking to you and telling her bits and pieces about things that happened, and she'll get it on tape, you see, and be able to make her notes from there.
I don't know if she was stuck. There were no money. That's one thing, there were no money. In my young day, if I had a quarter, I was a millionaire. That's true. I said, I saved up pennies, cents, say. And I went down to old Tommy Hearn down there and gave him in the 25 coppers and got me 25 cents, say, to go to a time to buy. No money then, my child. Yeah, my God, she was tough, rough and ready. Yes, there were no such things as no such thing as paint on a house, then. You've got lime, eh? Lime siding with lime, what they call lime. Put it on with a big lime brush, eh? Waited there to drip in snow. It only lasted a year, the snow on the water, and beat it off. Mm-hmm. Well, now it's all pink, yellow, crimson, blue, black, green, yellow. Oh, yeah. Blackjack down under the roofs. Houses wasn't built too bad. But there were no such thing as insulation. No such thing as a lockwood window, or a mason, a screen door. Some fellas would make a screen door, eh? Make a square block of wood, they put a piece of screening over it, and be a screen door, you know, open it into one, there'd be a screen door. That's all gone, forgotten. He'd make their chairs, eh? He'd make their rocking chairs. Oh yeah, you sit down in a chair, mostly made out of a flour barrel. You never seen an old fashioned flour barrel, did you? You've seen a pork barrel, did you? Oh well. Well, the barrel now was about that high, I suppose, and they cut down the back and they curve it out that way. And they cut down the other side and they curve it out and they put a seat in there. Then they cut out Charlotte, and he drove over to Rockingham, and so you never know where he comes meeting. Probably stuffing them with lamb's wool, probably feathers out of the hen. You know, he'd be picking the hens in the hall here, they save the feathers, and he'd take the feathers in the cushion and put it down in his hair. I don't know what it would do. It went up to the house, I suppose he'd be burned in the house. What he done years ago, there was no such thing as a motorboat of no kind.